Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's official as of later today. Former Massachusetts Senator Scott Brown plans to formally announce his candidacy for the U.S. Senate in New Hampshire after months of posturing and speculation. The political director at WMUR-TV, Channel 9 in Manchester, James Pendle, has been on the road with Brown for the past few weeks as Brown has explored his bid in New Hampshire. And Jim joins us now to bring us up to speed. Good morning and thanks.
Good morning, Bob.
As we mentioned, you've been traveling around parts of New Hampshire with Brown on his listening tour. How's he been received by folks in New Hampshire? Do they like him?
They really want to like him. He's sort of a celebrity. He's almost like a presidential candidate, though of course he's not. People want to get their picture taken with him. They want to banter with him a little bit. They want to talk about the Red Sox. So it's not so much that they're walking up to him saying, I'm definitely voting for you. There was a one scene in Manchester. He's walking down the main thoroughfare, Elm Street, and there's one guy eating a burrito in a burrito shop, puts the burrito down, runs outside, and just wants to shake his hand because he thinks, oh my gosh, there's Scott Brown. This is not something that we see a lot in New Hampshire politicians.
He's making the announcement in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, on the seacoast. He lives close to there now in Rye, New Hampshire. Geographically, is that where Brown is likely to be the strongest, or will that be somewhere else?
It's also the home base for Gene Shaheen of the Seacoast, so that's going to be sort of an interesting play. But particularly in a Republican primary, which remember, he has a Republican primary, if Scott Brown does not lock down some of these moderate Seacoast Republicans, which is where geographically they are based, he has no shot of winning this Republican primary, though I suspect he'll be very strong there.
Issue-wise, what's Brown vulnerable on?
Well, it depends on what we're talking about. If we're talking about the Republican primary, we've already seen a big issue on gun control. Scott Brown has been friends with Mike Bloomberg over the years. He has voted for an assault weapons ban. These are things that are very vulnerable in a very much of a Second Amendment state in New Hampshire. I like to say that in Republican primaries, the one quirk of New Hampshire is that you can have any position you want on abortion. You can have any position you want on gay marriage. It's not social issues. But if you cross the line on guns or on raising taxes, you've got some problems. And Scott Brown has a problem on guns.
What about Shaheen? She was a popular governor and has been popular as a U.S. senator, but she's vulnerable too right now, isn't she?
She is. You know, her approval rating is only at 50%. The fact of the matter is, Gene Shaheen has been winning when there's really good years for Democrats, and she lost once in a really good year for Republicans when she ran for this very seat in 2002. With the wind at Republicans' backs this year, Scott Brown has a very good chance of winning this seat. But right now, I give her the slight edge.
And is part of that due to the fact that she's taken a pounding over her support for the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare?
There is no question that Scott Brown wants to make this election about one thing and one thing only, Obamacare. I have seen an advanced copy of his speech he's giving tonight. He has a nice turn of phrase. The turn of phrase for the state motto, live free or die, to live free or log on. Of course, he means to healthcare.gov.
This race, of course, is expected to be an important matchup on the national scene, with Democrats looking at a narrow majority in the U.S. Senate, worried that control of the Senate might go over to Republicans in the midterm elections this fall. How much support, then, do you anticipate for these two candidates from the national parties?
There's no question that the fact that the Senate control is on the line, that's why there will be so much money and so much national interest in this New Hampshire race.
James Pendle, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition.
Thanks for having me.
James Pendle is political director at WMUR-TV, Channel 9 in Manchester, New Hampshire. He spoke with us about Scott Brown's nearly official bid for the U.S. Senate in New Hampshire, which becomes official with Brown's announcement tonight.